It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. In recent months, there's been more talk about defunding police departments.
It's been interesting to watch this discussion. I get that different communities have been frustrated by the actions of individual law enforcement officers. No question about that. There's no excuse for improper police conduct. But the response can't be defund the police department. And what does that mean? Because a lot of these discussions that I've witnessed, there's such a wide gamut. Is the discussion talking about a major metropolitan community? Is it a suburb? Is it a rural community? Because all three of those are completely different animals when it comes to operations and police response, community expectations. In the case of a rural area like Parsons, we are the first responder. There's not a whole lot of other people around on the weekends or at 2 in the night. We're in a major metropolitan community, so maybe there's other helping agencies. Those don't exist in the majority of the geographic locations across the United States. Instead of saying, let's defund the police and somehow fund somebody else with table scraps, shouldn't the discussion really be let's adequately fund all of the emergency responses that we need? We've been in denial for decades when it comes to mental illness funding across the United States. In the 60s and the 70s, when the large institutions were shut down, they were supposed to be replaced by inpatient neighborhood mental health centers. That funding never came. And instead, we went ahead and we emptied big facilities and we made people who had mental illness issues either victims of crime or, not always by their own intent, the victimizers. Now we have continued to fail to provide for inpatient care and involuntary holds on people. And the result now is that county jails across the United States are the number one provider for mental health services, which is really nothing more than warehousing. And that is a disservice as a first world nation that is almost unspeakable and almost as bad as some of the atrocities that occurred in some of the old, large mental health institutions. We didn't make it better. We've now made it worse across the United States. In 2021, one of my challenges to the community is to look at domestic violence, is to look at mental illness, is to look at drug abuse, because all three of those are so closely interconnected that it is at times hard to pull them apart to deal with on a singular basis.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.